You are indeed tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. It's Monday, April 24th, 3 p.m. Every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m., this program is on. It's called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for tuning in. This week, I'm going to be joined in studio for a chat and listening to some wonderful music with Mike and Waxer and Bryn McNabb from Arts Assembly. They are putting on a show at Vivo this Thursday, which you will hear all about. On the other side of this track that we're going to start with, excerpt from a live performance by J.P. Carter and John Brennan here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, listening to a program called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. That opening track was a performance by J.P. Carter and John Brennan, friend of the program, John Brennan. He's performed on this show a few weeks ago. And he is one of the curators, artistic curators for a performance happening this Thursday put on by Arts Assembly. And to hear more about that, I'm joined in studio this week by Mike and Bryn. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pretty good.
Hanging in there? Great. How are you feeling in the fishbowl of the CITR nest?
Pretty excellent. Right. Excellent. I like the low lighting. It's very comfortable.
There's been some odd Morse code from laptops, and good. It felt like we were underwater for a little bit, but we're surviving. Do you guys want to introduce yourself? Say who you are, and just in general, why you might be here?
Yeah,
today.
Absolutely. Myself and Mike and Waxer have been working on a nonprofit organization that we started around about this time last year. We put together a year of programming out in West Vancouver, mainly doing workshops in an old church space there that we were donated the space from a church organization. We've been running social practice workshops with local artists out there. Everything from movement classes to indigo dyeing and
flower arranging
and some handmade electronic music workshops.
Also, we do a lot of collaborations with other organizations. Our first one that we have done was with a residency space in France called Treignac Projet, and with them we put together an exhibition and a collective publication around the idea of the archipelago, and we are currently working on one that will launch sometime late next year with a residency and arts center in Istanbul called Halka Sanat.
The idea of the archipelago, what did that bring about? What kind of
kind of the idea of like networks across large distances. That was kind of the idea behind the collaboration itself. So it generated a lot of text. There was a chat that Mike and I did with a music artist and an internet artist, Rachel Melanson, and she led us through these fictional islands that she had mapped out on a kind of hike through the mountains with some science fiction robots, and that was pretty cool.
And so the show that you two are putting on this Thursday is at Vivo Media Arts Center, to be exact, and it's interdisciplinary, so lots of music, but also DJ sets, improvisational performances, and dance performances.
Yes.
And we heard a bit of that to start the show, the J.P. Carter performance. And J.P. Carter is going to be playing with Peggy Lee, a cellist, also another friend of the program. They are going to be doing an improvisational set. We'll hear some of Peggy's music in a bit. In the background right now, we're listening to Waters, which is a project of Lindsay Hampton, friend of the program. I can just drop that. Wonderful.
It's all your buddies.
What a great show. of the band Failing, but this is her solo project. Seems to be guitar, ambient guitar manipulations. You two can't hear the background right now, but it's really nice, but also what's funny about it, it's a live performance, and you just keep hearing cans being cracked.
That's amazing.
So everyone's having a really good time.
It's a great time, which I hope is also happening this Thursday. Do you want to touch on some of the... eventually we'll get to all the music, but some of the other performances, the dance performances as well, and what
Absolutely. I'll take that question.
Yeah,
it's
all
right. So we've got two performances that are dance related. One of which is put on by Emelina Fredrickson and Arash Kakpur, and they recently won the Crystal Dance Prize to do some research together. So I think they're using this opportunity to workshop some of their ideas. I'm not entirely sure what they've put together, but we've worked with Emelina Fredrickson in the past, and Arash is a good friend, and I've all of the confidence that it will be amazing. The other performance that's happening will be continuing on throughout the night, and it's put on by Alexa Martin, one of our board members, mm-hmm. and Erica Mitsuhashi. And they've been collaborating for quite a while now. This is a project, I think, that stems out of their most recent choreographic work called New Beginnings, but it will kind of take the form of hosting people who are guests who are arriving at the show, and using their introductions to lead them around the space and generate some choreographic protocols coming from that. So they're basically like the performative hosts of of the event. They'll be wearing, I'm sure, polo shirts and khakis, so keep your eye out for them. Yeah, they'll be very friendly.
Great. All right, so then there's going to be a raffle as well. Lots of donors. Do we know specific prizes on the event page? It's got names of people who donated. Yeah. Do we know some of the specifics?
Yeah, let me talk about that a little bit. Yeah. So one piece is an original artwork by interdisciplinary artist and vice president of our board, Evan Siebens. So whoever receives that is quite lucky. And then we have a haircut by Sarah Jane Taylor at Big Joy Salon. Big Joy Salon is also probably associated by friends for you.
Sean from Big Joy, yeah. He's been here multiple times. Yeah.
And we have two tickets to the Vancouver Art Gallery, a Herschel backpack, cooking class for two from the Dirty Apron, and a fitting and a piece of clothing from Lululemon Lab, and another piece of clothing from Priory. And Priory is a fashion label by another one of our fantastic board members, Eunice Kwan. And I'd just like to say that our board is all female, or all women. We are a woman-run and led arts organization.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So it's really nice to have some pieces from them come up through the raffles.
Yeah.
All of our board members are also stupidly talented.
Yeah.
Very grateful to have them on our side.
Great. Awesome. So we are going to maybe listen to another minute or so of the music from Waters, and then jump into a song by a group called Film and Music, which is a project of Peggy Lee, who's a cellist that will be playing on Thursday. This is a project she did that was themed on the show. It's a Western show on HBO, Deadwood. I had never watched Deadwood, but apparently it's based on these solo conversations and then group think, because apparently the show is based on these like soliloquies and then group dynamics. So anyhow, we're going to hear the opening track of that called A Turn of Events. Keep your ear out for the cello. And then hear some more from the performers at Arts Assembly, and then come back and chat some more with Mike and Bryn. You're listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM.
To ski the world-famous slopes of
Whistler?
Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
Join in on Wednesday, April 26th for a dynamic and engaging evening about language revitalization from the leader of the Squamish Language Immersion Program at SFU. After its first year, the program celebrates 15 new language speakers, with another 15 on the way as a new cohort begins in September of 2017. Come hear about the development and implementation of curriculum, classroom strategies, and results of this groundbreaking program. This event is free to the public and will take place at SFU Woodwards from 7 to 9 p.m.
You are still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. We're still broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow. And I'm joined in studio by Mike and Bryn of Arts Assembly. We are chatting about their show called Act One.
Yeah.
And yeah. that is happening this Thursday at Vivo. The music we listened to, all associated. We started that last set with Film and Music, which is an ensemble put together by Peggy Lee. A song called A Turn of Events. Peggy Lee is going to be doing an improvisational set with J.P. Carter as a part of the show. And then the last thing that we heard before those messages was a group called Crotch. Fittingly abrasive, ironically abrasive. I don't know. That works. Crotch is a noise group. The term freak jazz may be used. I always like looking at Bandcamp tags. Demonic. Demonic, dirty drugs, love trash. And it's comprised of members of Shearing Pinks, Jeremy and Izzy, which is very exciting. Shearing Pinks, one of the... great noise bands, just bands in general here in Vancouver for a long time. That is the only recording that they really have up on their Bandcamp. It's from a few years ago, but I'm sure if you go and see them this Thursday, it'll be a much different set and fascinating to watch. All right, how are you two hanging in there? Feeling good?
Very good, thank you.
Yep.
Great. Wanted to... lots of info to get out with this show on Thursday, because there's so many pieces, moving mm-hmm. pieces. Quickly, a bit of a things to go over as far as entry to the show. You can get some extra stuff by entry.
So we have the base ticket cost is $15, but then if you would like to have a membership, you can get it for entry plus membership for $25, or membership, entry, a really, really cool tote bag, locally printed, and 5 raffle tickets for $40. Mm. So we really try to make that as accessible as possible. Mm-hmm. So we want it to be a pretty barrier-free show.
Right. Vancouver is a tote town. Tote bag and brunch is the second thing.
Really? I'm think from Vancouver Toronto, is a brunch town. Like,
is it
Toronto
more brunch?
Is the brunch
oh,
capital.
Really? Okay. So. I guess where I come from versus here is much more of a brunch town.
Where are you from?
Las Vegas. It's not a brunch town.
No? Really?
No.
Everyone's too hungover for
not.
Brunch, I guess.
Great. What does the membership get you to Arts Assembly? What does that entail?
Well, currently we don't have much to offer in terms of a membership other than the support for our programming. So mm-hmm. We are a young organization. In order to apply for grants, we have to have a certain amount of members to a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So
gotcha. It's
really just a kind of a show of support. Currently the fundraiser itself is actually... to raise money for our summer programming.
Before you go into that, I also like to say that for each of our workshops, we always pay our artists that are doing them. So that's what the membership would really directly go to. So Bryn and I, we don't take any salary from Arts Assembly or anything. We want to make sure that the artists that we're working with come first, and that our programming is as affordable as possible while still respecting the artists for their time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's exactly what the fundraiser is for, is to raise artist fees for our programming this summer, as well as anything that's on top of our goal goes back towards paying the artists who are generously donating their time and talent mm-hmm. to this show.
Great. And I guess another brief mention to that is want to mention the curators for the show, or as far as the artists go. John and Elisa.
Yes. Elisa Ferrari, yeah. They've been fantastic. John and Elisa have like volunteered their time to put together this this show, and they're much more knowledgeable about the music scene in Vancouver than we are, so we're very grateful to have them on board. Elisa Ferrari works at Vivo.
She's just finishing up there.
Yeah. And John Brennan, I have a little bio here that he gave me I can read for you. He's a Canadian sound artist, drummer, and curator based here in Vancouver. As you know, he's been on the show before. He's toured extensively through Europe, Japan, and North America with many different ensembles and solo projects. Over the past 6 years, he's been expanding his work on performance and improvisation to include sound installations and sculptures that look into the relationship between sonic memory of objects, performers, and improvisation. This year, the Canada Council for the Arts funded his newest installation project titled The Temporal Drum Set. In 2012, John founded the experimental sound series Destroy Vancouver and coordinated and curated the series up until its recent finale in September. That was a really great show. I was there.
As was I.
As was Mikan. This series hosted renowned artists and musicians from around the globe, as well as local talents. And the 2016 was also co-curated with Elisa Ferrari as well.
I thought that they did that together as well. Great. All right. The next track I pulled up here is a new band, a new Vancouver band called Anybody's. And again, Bandcamp type tags here. Punk, feminist, grunge, math rock, noise, post punk.
I really like the math rock thing. I don't know what that means, but I'm curious.
Math rock, like the way I understand it, it's a lot of like, and you know, actually, Anybody's, I wouldn't instantly put math rock onto it, but it's like noodling on a guitar, kind of. That's how I see it. Like, in a electric way, like just riffing on a guitar, in like a Tetris-y way. So like all the pieces are gonna like go sideways and then like cut into each other, but it's all gonna fit. That sounds
satisfying.
My head. So with that great intro, that's what we're about to hear. Anybody's. It's a new trio. And they just started playing, and I've heard very good things from people who have seen them, looking forward to hearing a fuller release. Right now, they've just got one track up. It's called RFK. Do we know what that stands for?
I don't know.
No. Like, the only thing that, yeah, I don't know.
I'll ask them on Thursday.
Yeah, yes. So RFK by Anybody's, and then we will probably hear some Minimal Violence. Here on the Borough, joined by Mike and Bryn from Art Assembly.
Shots. It will go. Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I
breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM, and this week I've been joined in studio by Mike and Bryn of Arts Assembly, and still here.
Still
toughing it out, gonna make it the whole way.
It's not that painful.
Yes, what I didn't say before is that most people just leave in 20 minutes. No, not true. What did we listen to? Minimal Violence was the last track we heard. Local duo, Crete. Crete is Calling off of their... Crete? Crete? It's Crete.
Crete. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Like that's what I thought. Like,
yeah. Like the island. Yeah, Crete.
Crete. Greece? The geography, guys.
off of their most recent physical release, at least, Night Gym. And then anybody's before that new post-punk trio, as vague of a term as post-punk is, I think it would get people in the right mindset. Song called RFK. And of course, everything we've been listening to today is going to be part of the festivities this Thursday at Act One. Yes, everybody, you're very excited.
Super excited.
How long is this taking to put together?
Oh God, we started like trying to organize it in the fall, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything kind of pulled together in the last month with John's help for sure.
Great.
The angel, John. But yeah, we've been in conversation with the projects that we're going to be curating this summer for quite some time now. One of them is coming in from Toronto. They're called Crazy Dames, and they're a collective between Jenny Suddick, a visual artist and educator, and Sarah Udo, who is an urban community and cultural planner. And they've worked with such spaces as Gardner Museum, Queen's University, Evergreen, Sparkbox Studio, Creative People in Florence. They were recently in Copenhagen speaking at an urban design and cultural planning symposium. And they look a lot at how to reimagine collective space and underutilized space. So we're going to be working with them through various spaces in West Vancouver to look at the idea of the commons and how to actively engage citizens in communal space in their own city.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons we're fundraising is to bring them out here, pay for their flights, and pay them some artist fees. We're also fundraising for a project which we're excited about, bringing Jacob Gleason out to present a rendition of his tent shop project. It's a project that he's been doing over multiple years, some of which have taken place at Model, Duplex, SFU Galleries, Kingsgate Mall, of all places, Western Front, Emily Carr, Vivo, and Hardscrabble Gallery. And he kind of sets up a temporary space within which to house and host readings, exhibitions, film screenings, installations, other variously strange gatherings. Mm-hmm. And the rendition that we're hoping to put together this summer will be a part of the Harmony Arts Festival, which is a local family-based event in West Vancouver. We're hoping to kind of
make it weird,
strange into the West Vancouver.
Make it weird.
Yeah. So excited about that.
Great. Yes. I'm gonna leave that my commentary out. I don't know if we have enough time. Okay. Anyhow, yeah, I'm very excited. The show looks great on Thursday. Any last comments? Where can people, if they want to, can people get tickets beforehand?
They sure can. We have ticket sales on our website, which is artsassembly.ca. There's a link through the Facebook event. You can find us on Facebook at Arts Assembly. There's also a link to our website on our Instagram, which is Arts Assembly.
At Arts Assembly.
At Arts Assembly.
Arts Assembly.
Yes,
at
exactly.
Sign Arts Assembly.
Mm. So any one of those things will take you to the store where you can purchase tickets online. They're also available at the door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Any final comments?
No. Well, other than thanks so much
thank
for having
you.
Us on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming on. This should be really great. To finish things off, got a request here. Dreamcatcher.
Any
commentary on
just old Dreamcatcher? Buds from Montreal.
Okay, great. Do you know of a song on this that might be good to play?
Let me look over.
Yeah. Album called Nimbus.
Oh yeah, do Nimbus.
This song, Nimbus? Okay,
yeah.
Great. So we're going to hear Nimbus by Dreamcatcher, and then maybe try and get one more request based on the amount of time. Jade, don't see Jade yet. Jade will likely be here at 4 p.m. for a little bit of soul. As usual, thank you all for listening. Thanks again, you two, for coming by.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
And stay tuned. Also, if anyone's interested in... checking out the podcast, you can go to citr.ca/theborough and find them. Only reason I mention it, John Brennan, who we played earlier, chatted about a bit, my performance from him on the show a few weeks ago. It's all interconnected. And I guess that's the point. I don't know. I didn't actually come into this with any idea of having a moral to it. So we're just going to go ahead and play a random request to finish the show. This is Nimbus by Dreamcatcher. Thank you all for listening.
Welcome.